It's always a privilege for me to come and to share with you something that I have the opportunity to be with.
他说对他来讲是一种等于是荣幸，他每常常能跟我们一起分享神的话语。
I really appreciate listening to you as you sing and worship God and pray.
他说他非常欣赏我们在赞美主的时候唱的那些圣诗。
As you know, I generally come on the third Sunday of each month, and I understand that last Sunday some of my friends also showed up to be here with you.
他说一般呢，他是每个星期的第三个星期日来和我们分享这个话语，但是上个星期三因为有别的原因他就没来。
But our schedule is very flexible, and this morning the Ellens were in the church that I'm presently serving at, and I just mentioned that I was coming over here to share, and they said we're coming too.
就说他这个我们这个就时间呢是很灵活的，原来有别的安排，结果今天他又到这里来了。
It's always good to be able to talk about God's word and how it affects our lives.
他说常常就是有机会来跟大家想分享神的话语，他就觉得很高兴。
I'm sure all of us have we've been watching the news on television or reading in the newspaper and become aware of what's taken place a few days ago in Colorado.
他说我们大家看电视、看报纸、听新闻都一定知道。前几天在那个丹佛那里发生了一起枪击案，很大的悲剧。
Our hearts are saddened for the people who are going through the pain of that circumstance.
就说为那些被凶徒杀害的人，我们的心都感到非常悲伤。
And I'm sure that every Christian is praying that somehow God will meet their every need in this turmoil.
他说我们基督徒都在祷告，为那些失去生命的人和他们的家族祷告。
It's hard for us to fully understand how one could mind to be so evil and commit such a horrible crime.
他说我们可能很难理解为什么我们人类会有这种邪恶的念头，居然做出这样疯狂的举动。
Yet we're well aware that we live in a sinful world and where sin abounds, then there is going to be a great deal.
但是我们是生活在一个充满了罪恶的世界，都是犯罪的人，他们这些罪围绕着我们，所以会有这样的事发生。
It really once again points us to the very importance of knowing how God wants us to live.
所以我们应该很重要的知道，就是上帝是希望我们如何生活的。
You remember a few weeks ago when I was here sharing with you, we talked on the passage in Colossians, the third chapter.
大家可能还记得上次我来讲的时候传讲的那些神的话语。
The passage of scripture reminded us that since we are part of Christ lives in us and He is part of our life, that old things pass away, behold, all things become new.
就是说我们上次想到的就是我们变成基督徒以后，旧的东西走掉了，我们成为新人。
You may remember that we talked about there were certain things we needed to take off.
就好像我们相信耶稣以后呢，我们去掉了旧的东西，穿上了新的衣服，我们就成为新人了。
The Lord laid on my heart to talk to you this morning about a subject that Scripture has quite a bit to say about, and that's about heaven.
今天我要跟大家分享的话语呢，就刚才念的那个约翰福音里面都讲到了，就是主题是关于天堂。
In recent years, there have been a number of books that have been written about people who have had sort of an out-of-body experience where they've seen heaven for circumstances that kind of opened their eyes to what heaven might be like.
他说最近几年呢，有新闻媒体都报道过，有的人有一种濒临死亡的体验，他们去了天堂，看到了天堂什么样。
In talking to Ron this week, he said that a number of you have read some of those books that have been written recently.
他今天早晨和那个 Ron 讲到这个问题的时候，那个人就提起，我们当中也有人读过类似的书籍，讲到看到天堂的情况。
There is a great deal of mystery about heaven, and there's a lot of things that are left for us to only begin to think about and to contemplate to see what God has in store for us.
就说关于天堂对我们来讲是很神秘的，我们常常不知道到底是那里有什么。
But for a Christian, I don't know of anything that's more pleasant to talk about, to speak about, than the fact that someday we're going to share in heaven forever with our Lord and Savior.
对于基督徒来讲，没有任何一件事情比这个更兴奋的，就是我们都明白将来有一天我们会去天堂和天父一起分享我们永远的生命。
This morning I'm going to give you four simple little points about heaven.
今天早晨我准备给大家分享四点关于天堂的。
I think they're relevant for our thinking today and give us encouragement as we live our Christian life.
这就会激励我们如何更好地进行我们基督徒的生活。
So let's begin.
我们现在开始。
A young man with an incurable disease was reported to have said, I don't think that I would be afraid to die if I knew what to expect after death.
但是有一个年轻人得了不可治愈的那个疾病，他说我并不害怕死亡，但是如果我知道死了以后我会怎么样，那我会很轻松，很高兴。
Evidently, this young man had not heard of what God has prepared for those who love Him.
很明显，他并不知道上帝给我们每个基督徒准备了死后的什么样的生活。
The young man had a fear within him, and the fear was a fear of death.
很明显，这个年轻人心里是害怕死亡的，因为死了以后他不知道会发生什么。
For a Christian, there need be no fear.
对基督徒来说，我们应该没有这种害怕。
In order to emphasize that, let me say that again.
为了强调这一点，让我重复再说一遍。
For a Christian, there need be no fear of death.
对基督徒来讲，我们应该不惧怕死亡的。
Christ has taken away the fear of death and has given us hope.
就是我们的天父把死亡的恐惧从我们心中拿走，他给了我们希望。
The passage of scripture that we just read together reminds us of that truth.
我们刚才念的那圣经呢，就是提醒我们这一点。
I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again to receive you unto myself.
他说，刚才圣经里面提到，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去，原是为你们预备地方去。
Another way that it could be said that maybe helps us to understand, Jesus was simply saying, there's enough room in my Father's house for everybody.
他说如果换一种说法，是我们更容易理解这段圣经的话呢，就是说天父告诉我们，在天堂为我们每一个基督徒都准备了我们将来去可以住的地方。
Maybe some of us have, as we have traveled this country over, we have seen,the signs at hotels, no room at the inn tonight.
他说我们如果旅行的话，常常会经过有的旅馆上面贴着很大的标签，写着空房间都没了。
That can be very discouraging when you're tired and weary and you need a place to rest.
如果等到你非常想在这个地方住下来的时候，看到这样的标记的话，你一定会非常难过，很不甘心。
But it's good news.Because Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many, many rooms.
但是我们如果知道我们将来去世以后去了天堂，天父为我们准备的房间，每个人都有这样的房间，那会很高兴。
As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul said that it is a far better place.
就像呢保罗说的，其实在那边的房间是比我们在地上的房间要好的多的无数倍的房间。
When Paul made that statement in the scriptures, he was talking about departing this life and how great it would be to be with Christ. It is far better, yet Christ has something for him to do here on earth.
保罗就是再次告诉我们，如果我们离开这个人世去到天上和天父在一起的时候，那边的房间和这边地上相比是好的无比。
Paul said, I'm torn between two desires.
保罗说我最被这个两种愿望在要撕裂了，就一种就继续活着在地上，一种就是去天上。
I long to be with Christ,
他说我渴望着要和天父在一起，
which would be far better,
那会比现在地上的生活好很多很多。
But for me to live is to gain.
对我来讲现在能活着也是一种胜利。
And what is that gain? It's telling the good news of Jesus Christ.
那就是为什么我在地上也是一种胜利呢？因为我可以传讲神的话语，传讲福音给地上还没信的人。
For those who do not know Christ, death is a calamity.
对那些不信主的人讲，人来讲，死亡是一场灾难。
It's simply eternity in hell.
那就是说，对那些不信主的人来讲，死亡就是，去到地狱，就是无穷止的去到地狱。
But for the Christian, death holds a glorious hope, and that hope is the hope of heaven.
但是对基督徒来讲，死亡就是带来一种荣耀，这个荣耀是我们去了天堂，永远在天堂。
But we ask the question, what kind of place is heaven, and how can I go there?
然后我们就会产生一个问题，天堂到底是什么？我们怎么样才能去天堂呢？
Let's see if we can look at these four simple points now.
现在来看一看这个下面简单的四点。
Number one, heaven is home.
第一点，天堂是我们的家。
Just before Christ went to the cross, he gathered his disciples. You remember in the upper room, and he talked about home.
还记得耶稣在钉上十字架之前曾经讲到过家的吗？
The place that there's more than enough room.
他讲到这个在天堂的家有比我们基督徒更多的房间在等候着我们。
And he said, I'm going to prepare that place so you can be with me as well.
耶稣就说我要去为那里准备为你们准备房间所以你们以后来了就有房间住。
He was referring to the Father's house.
他提到了他天父的房子。
And the Father's house is always a home.
天父的房子永远是我们的家。
The Bible teaches that we all have a soul.
圣经也告诉我们我们都有灵魂。
Your soul has certain attributes.
我们的灵魂呢有一定的特质。
Such as conscience, memory, intelligence, and conscious awareness.
我们这个灵魂的特质呢，就是说我们很理解我们要做的事情，我们呢也很荣幸。
The Bible teaches that the moment that we die, that the soul immediately goes into the presence of Christ.
圣经教导我们，当我们死亡的时候，我们的灵魂就直接去了天上。
In Corinthians, we're reminded of the fact that. So we always are confident, even though that we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home until we're home with the Lord.
所以我们大家都很清楚，我们活在地上的时候，我们的身体活着，但是我们去世的时候呢，我们的灵魂会去了天上。
And it's by believing that we have the confidence that we have a home that is in heaven.
所以我们有很大的信心，我们去世以后呢，我们的在天上会有我们的房间，我们会那里有个家。
The soul is never completely satisfied and happy here because the soul is not at home yet.
我们的灵魂，当我们活着的时候，永远不会满足，因为我们并没有到家，我们在地上并没有我们的家。
That helps us to understand why at times we're despondent and discouraged.
这就是可以解释我们为什么活在地上的时候常常会感到不舒服。不兴奋，不就很多失望的事情，因为我们的家并不在这里。
The true home of the soul is with Christ.
我们真正的灵魂的家是和天父在一起，在天上。
So our first point this morning is heaven is home.
所以我们今天要讲的第一点呢，就是天上是我们真正的家。
The second point that I would offer to you today is heaven is a permanent home.
第二点我要跟大家分享的是天上的家是我们永远的家。
Now, houses do not last forever.
我们大家知道我们在地上的房子并不可能永远存在，它会倒塌，它会坏掉。
And we're reminded when we look at scripture that when Christ was on the earth, he had no home.
我们大家还记得圣经里面提到的，当那个耶稣在地上的时候，他在地上也是没有家的。
You remember Jesus says, foxes have dens to live in, and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place ever to lay his head.
耶稣说过，野兽有它的洞穴，鸟有它的鸟巢，但是我们人在地上实际上是没有一个永久的家的。
Jesus had no place to lay his head.
就是说，耶稣活在世上的时候，也没有一个地方可以安居。
But again, Paul reminds us.That we shall always be with the Lord when we share with Him in eternity.
但是保罗提醒我们，当我们和天父在一起的时候，我们就会有个永远的家。
Our permanent home is in heaven.
我们永远的家是在天上。
That God's promise is not break His promise.
这是上帝对我们的应许，他永远不会打破他自己的应许。
Heaven is home. Heaven is a permanent home. And thirdly, heaven is a beautiful home.
第一，我们的永久，我们的家在天上；第二，我们在天上的家是永久的；第三，我们在天上的家是美丽的。
Heaven will be a glorious and beautiful place.
天堂是一个荣耀的、美丽的地方。
Heaven could not help but be a beautiful place because God is a God of beauty.
因为上帝是一个美丽的上帝，所以我们的天上的家也是一个美丽的家。
If in a world that is cursed by sin, God has made so many beautiful things, how much more beautiful must be the home where there is no sin and everything is perfect because of God's handiwork?
在地上我们为什么会有痛苦？因为我们有很多罪。在天上是没有罪的，所以我们在天上的家也就是完美的。
Let me ask you this morning to go home later today and read Revelation 21 and 22, and you will begin to discover how beautiful heaven is.
我们今天回到家以后，如果我给你们就是布置几条圣经，你们回去读的话，你们就会明白天上的家有多美丽。
The Bible talks about the gates of pearl, streets of gold.And a river of life and a tree of life.
圣经里面有很多比喻，比喻我们的天上的家是多么的完美。
Indeed, heaven is beautiful.
天上的家真的是非常美丽。
Heaven will be a happy home, is my fourth point.
就是说，天上的家是我们真正的家，这是我讲的第四点。
Now I know of a lot of beautiful homes.But they are not happy homes.
他说我知道在地上我们也有很多美丽的房子，但是这些家并不一定就是幸福的家。
You can have the largest place, the fanciest place, with all of the amenities of life, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a happy home.
我们看到地上有很多豪宅，他们有很大的房间，很豪华的设备，但是它并不一定意味着这个家就是一个幸福的家。
But the beautiful story of heaven is that heaven is going to be a happy place because you will be in the presence of a perfect God.
但是我们的好消息是我们在天上的家不但是个美丽的家，而且是幸福的家，你可以得到完全的幸福。
And there is absolutely nothing that can hinder his happiness.
没有任何事情能够阻挡我们在天上的家的幸福。
There will be no sorrow. There will be no tears. There will be no further pain of dying.
在天上的家没有痛苦，没有眼泪，没有任何忧伤。
Everything is gone, and only happiness will be shared.
我们到了天上的家，任何痛苦都会离开我们，只有剩下的只有幸福。
Just think of the fact that there is a place where there is no sin, no sorrow.
大家想象一下。一个家没有痛苦，没有罪恶，那是多么的好。
No quarrel, no misunderstanding, no hurt feeling, no pain.
没有互相伤害，没有痛苦，没有这些折磨我们的人。
No sickness, no death.
没有痛苦，没有生病，没有疾病，没有死亡。
And our friends will be there.
我们的朋友都会在那里。
This is just a simple little glimpse of what heaven is going to be like for all of us.
我这里只是简单的描述一下我们将来要去的天堂是什么样的。
Let me conclude with this story this morning.
让我来总结一下今天早晨我跟大家分享的内容。
Once in a miserable attic, there lived a widow and her son.
以前住着一个很悲惨的寡妇和她的儿子。
Years before, she had married against her parents' wishes and had gone with her husband to live in a strange land.
她呢曾经违背父母的意志，和她的丈夫私奔去了一块很陌生的地方。
Her husband had proved to be irresponsible and unfaithful.
结果呢，她的丈夫果然如这个女孩的妈妈父母讲的一样，是一个不负责任的丈夫，她很不好，她离开了这个家。
After a few years, he died without having provided for them in any way.
然后没过几年，这个丈夫就死在外面了，也没给他们留下什么东西。
It was with utmost difficulty that she managed to secure the bare necessities of life.
然后这个妇女就过得非常痛苦艰难的生活。
The happiest times in the child's life were those when the mother took him in her arms and told him about her father's house.
在他原来父母的国家的时候呢，如果你有痛苦，父母都会来管教你，拥抱你。
She told him of the grassy lawn.
他就会跟你讲很多好话。
The noble trees and the wide porches.
然后那边有很多高大的树环绕着你。
The lovely pictures and the delicious meals.
有很美好的图画，很好美食我会提供给你。
The child had never seen his grandfather's home, but to him it was the most beautiful place in all of the world.
然后这小孩从来没见过他那个祖父的家，但是在这形容里面就是最好的地方。
He longed for a time when he would go there to live.
这小孩一直是渴望着能够去到他祖父的家里。
One day the postman knocked at the door.
有一天邮差来敲门。
It was quite an event.
这是一个很大的事件。
The mother recognized the handwriting on the letter that he brought with the trembling fingers opened the envelope.
他的妈妈就是小孩的妈妈认出了这信封上面熟悉的笔迹是他爸爸写来的，他颤抖的手打开了信封。
There was a check and a slip of paper with just two words on it.
里面有一张支票，然后还有两行简单的字写的一张纸条。
Those two words were home.
那两行字写着：“回家吧，女儿。”
Someday, similar experiences will come to all of us. No threat.
就是有一天，我们所有这些基督徒也会有这样的事情发生，天父来邀请我们去见他。
It may be in the middle of our work.
可能我们正在上班的时候。
It may be after weeks and months of illness.
或者是我们生病生了几个月以后。
Someday this brief message will be given.
有一天这样简短的这个纸条会收到，我们会收到这个纸条，回家吧的。
Our Heavenly Father will say, come home.
我们天上的父会说，回来吧孩子，回家吧。
You see, death is not to be feared.
你看死亡并不可怕。
Right now, you can make the most important decision in all of your life to do not ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, which gives you the victory over fear and death.
如果你现在还没有信耶稣的话，你还恐惧死亡的话，现在是应该你做出这个最重要的决定，邀请耶稣成为你救主的时候。
And you can start living on the road to heaven.
然后这样的话，你就会活在去往天堂的路上。
My prayer is that as you thought about this message today in heaven, that you know where you're going to spend eternity.
我们今天讲的是天堂，大家也已经明白了我的信息，就是我们每个人都知道我们永久的路在天堂在哪里。
We never know the day or the hour. Our days and hours are numbered by God, and He is in control.
我们永远不知道我们什么时候会去天堂，但是这一切都在天父的控制手中。他知道哪一天哪一个时刻我们会离开这里去天堂。
Let us glory in the fact that we know that we will spend eternity in our Father's home, where there are many rooms to go.
我们感到无比的荣幸，我们都知道在天上有足够的房间等着我们，那是我们永久的天家。上帝。祝福我们大家。